कुंज बिहार जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपीजन बालब गिरिवर गोपीजन बालब गिरिवर गोपीजन बालब गिरिवर Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Cha Yamuna Tiravana Cha Yamuna Tiravana Cha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopichana Balava Giribhara Dhani Gopichana Balava Giribhara Dhani Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Cha Yamuna Tiravana Cha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Balava Giribhara Dhani Gopi Jana Balabh Kirbaradai. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Yamuna Tiravana Chai. Yamuna Tiravana Chai. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Krishna Balaram Bhakta Vrinda ki. Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki. Shri Krishna Gaur Nitai ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Okay. We're going to put the verse up. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishaya Saya Lokasya Danyam Shastayanam Mahat. Okay, this is the 10th canto, chapter 24, verse 30. I see it there. Etan mama matam tata kriyatam yari rochate. I am go brahmadi rijam. Maja mayam cha daito maka etan mama matam tata kriyatam yadi rochate ayam goman adjira adrinam Mayam cha daitomaka. Etan mama matam tata. Kriyatam yadi rochate. Ayam go brahmana drinam. Mayam cha daitomaka. Etan mama matakata. Kriyam yad radiyochate. Vayam go brahmanadrinam. Mayam cha daitomaka. Etan mama matam tata. Kriyatam yadi rochate. Ayam go brahmanadinam. Mayam cha daitomaka. Tata. Kriyatam yadi rochate. Ayam go mani nadrinam. Mayam cha daito tata. Ladies. Etan mama matam tata. Kriyatam yadi rochate. Ayam go brahmanadrinam. Mayam cha daitomaka. Etan mama matam tata. Kriyatam yadi rochate. Ayam go brahmanadrinam. Mayam cha daitomaka. Etat. This, mama, my, matam, idea, tata, O Father, kriyatam, may it be carried out, yadi, if, rochate, it is pleasing, I am, this, go brahmana adrinam. For the cows, brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill. Mayam, for me. Cha, also. Daita, cherished. Maka, sacrifice. This is my idea, O Father, and you may carry it out if it appeals to you. Such a sacrifice will be very dear to the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill, and also to me. Purport by his disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Whatever is pleasing to the brahmanas, the cows, and the Supreme Lord Himself is auspicious and beneficial for the entire world. Spiritually blind modern people do not understand this and instead adopt a scientific approach to life that is rapidly destroying the entire earth. Om agyana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chaksura militanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tadati swa padantikam Vande ham shiguru shiyukta padakamalam shigurun vaishnavam cha shi rupam sajajatam sahagana raganatan vitam tam sajivam sadvetam sabadutam parijana sahita krishna chaitanya devam shi shirada krishna pada sahagana lalita shi vishakhan vitam cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyabhacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namaha. E Krishna Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. So I feel very honored to be able to try to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I request everybody, please pray that Krishna will use me to speak not what's on my mind, but to speak what's on his mind. I remember Satchinandan Swami one year, right after the Kartik, he said the mind, what's in the mind is not suitable for publication. But fortunately we have Krishna and we're in Vrindavan, and hopefully we can take advantage of it properly. This is the month of Kartik, so we are probably thinking a lot about the Damodar Leela, which includes especially, you know, in one sense we could say that the whole tying up and everything is just to arrange for the Nalakavara and Manigriva, right? Otherwise, anyway, Krishna arranges everything. He's a very clever talker. So he's telling his father, if you want to do this, but you know, it'll be pleasing to everyone, the cows and the Govardhan Hill and all the brahmanas and me. So how could he refuse? If Nanda would say, well, no, I don't think we want to do it. He had to do it. Do what Krishna says. So Krishna, but there are foolish Mayavadis and rascals who won't listen to Krishna. Hopefully we can listen. And when we read this chapter, the very beginning of the chapter of liberation of Manigriva and Nalakavara, it's described how they're bathing in the Mandakini Ganga. They were actually on Kailash. They're so great devotees of Lord Shiva, so they could actually sport around in Kailash. Now, Lord Shiva doesn't sport around in Kailash. He doesn't even have a house. But it's much better than any heavenly planet. It's practically a spiritual planet. So then Prabhupada mentions that, you know, many people go to the Ganga. So in this case, they're going for sinful activities. They're sporting naked with girls and intoxicated. So he said, not everybody that goes in the Ganga, you know, will get purified. Not everybody that comes to Vrindavan will get purified. Not everybody that chants Hare Krishna even. Because everything, the sentence that Prabhupada writes is, everything, both material and spiritual, depends upon the mentality of the performer. So that's why we talk about a service attitude. We want to do everything as a service, as a humble service, a humble state of mind, Sankirtana Rangay. Panchatattva Avatirna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with the Panchatattva to perform the Sankirtana Rangay in ecstasy and great happiness. So we all need blessings, if we could have such an attitude, not thinking what I can get for myself, you know, but how we can please the cows and the Brahmins and Govardhan Hill and Radhasham Sundar and Krishna Balaram, and especially Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave unlimited instructions, different ones to different devotees. Basic things are there, which he told everybody, chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles. There was study done by devotees who are scholars and PhDs in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and they don't find that gurus ask for vows at the time of initiation. But Prabhupada knew he was dealing with, you know, very rascal people and conditioning. So, but he didn't ask for, you know, you'll vow to donate so much money, or you'll vow to distribute 10,000 books or build temples, or just that you'll chant 16 rounds every day. And without offense, at every initiation, he said, you know, we have to talk about the 10 offenses to chanting the holy name. The first offense is to criticize devotees, so we have to be very careful. Glorify devotees. One, I think it was Satsarup Maharaj, he was speaking on this offense at one ceremony, and Prabhupada was there. So when he said this, one should not blaspheme the devotees and who are dedicated their lives, and he said that means the spiritual master. And Prabhupada said, no, every devotee. Every devotee. And so everybody that is here that's a devotee, everyone is a devotee. So Krishna is speaking here. The gopis criticized him for being such a clever talker, you know, because it made them so attached to him. But they were thinking he wasn't attached to them. We had the Bhagavad Gita. He could speak such amazing, clever talk. Beyond clever, but he's inspiring everyone. So it's interesting that in this purport, which is the 10th canto and Govardhan Hill, and Prabhupada is always talking about this, you know, this so-called scientific approach, godless approach, which is destroying the planet. You know, it's very old practice. Hiranyakasipu sent his people to Earth to kill cows, kill Brahmins, and destroy agricultural fields, destroy forests. So it's going on in a very scientific, advanced way now. They have, you know, the lumberjacks in the early days, where I come from in the north of that state in America, it was timber, huge trees. But they had to cut them down with axes, you know, like this. And these are really big trees. And then haul them out of the jungle there with the bullocks. And still that was a big thing. Now they just have big machines that just cut them like scissors, you know. Throw the cut. And then there was that same place was iron. Iron, you could just pick it up, scrape it up off the surface of the ground. But even when I was a child, I went to the, they call it the iron range. It's the most desolate place. There's no apparent signs of life there along the, when you go down the highway. But now the iron mine, even then, it was a pit, you know, and they couldn't see the bottom. It was so big. It's like Grand Canyon. And that was like 60 years ago or something. So what to speak of now? They're digging those holes all just to get a little bit of something they need to make the battery for our electric cars, or to, you know, get some gold so I can have an iPhone. All the precious metals, they have to dig up tons of earth to get 1 ounce. So it's going on full steam. The slaughterhouses are automated. Everything is speeding up the destruction of the world in so many ways. The air pollution. We get the weather report here in Vrindavan almost every day. It says air quality poor, right? Not bad. Okay for some people to go outside, but be careful, you know. So we don't, in Krishna's time, you know, everything was perfect. There was every type of flower and every type of fruit was growing profusely all over Vrindavan. Even now, Mathura area, at least a few years ago, was famous for such a huge variety of birds. You know, they're migrating birds, they come through here. I heard it's reducing because of all the apartment buildings now. The birds can't navigate. But so it's going on, and there's only one hope. We can't, you know, go and stop the people that are destroying the forest with armies protecting them, and we can't stop them from digging up mines, because it all is based on the polluted mines. The polluted mines of the people. And because, you know, we can't stop all the nonsense being broadcast all over the world also. If you see the numbers of movies that's put on YouTube every minute or something, it's unbelievable numbers. And that's only one channel. Our ISKCON Desire Tree, they get, believe it or not, this was years ago, but they're downloading 500,000 minutes of video every day. That's Krishna. But the non-Krishna stuff is billions. So we have to work to counteract it. This is the Sankirtan movement. This is Prabhupada's constant request. First request, last request, in middle request, Adi Ancha Majam Cha, you know, chant, spread the holy name, distribute the books, distribute prasada, make preaching centers, make temples all over the world, every town and village. And if it's going to be heard in every town and village, we have to go to the towns and villages. Or nowadays we can go also by internet, and we walk through the Vrindavan villages now, and everybody's just sitting around like this. I don't think they're watching ISKCON Desire Tree or tuning into the class at the Krishna Balaram Temple. You know, I don't know what they're doing. But everything sinful is easily available to everybody, and it's gone really rampant. And in spite of all the so-called communication, America now is the most serious sickness amongst young people, which young means up to like 30 or something, you know, is loneliness. Lonely. I mean, we all heard so many songs about loneliness, right? I wrote an article once about loneliness on our devotee care. And then Gauri Prabhu in London, he told me, you should write another one about loneliness in the ashram, which I never did. I was looking up, you know, like songs. And one of these guys, it's one of the most popular young singers. You know, his song about loneliness was over and over again, you know. So many. And now it's a big study. There's so many studies and articles. And so I looked in the Veda base. It's hardly there. And when it is there, it says the sage went to a lonely place to meditate, you know, like it's good to be lonely. Because you're just with Krishna. But they don't know about Krishna. And then they think, nobody loves me. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody loves you if you're ugly. Nobody loves you if you're fat. Nobody loves you if you don't have the right clothes and haircut. And this is how the demons are destroying the world. It's one of the, not only physically, you know, trying to destroy the forest, polluting the rivers, and, you know, everything, killing the different, so many species are going extinct every day, they say. I don't know how they keep track, but so, but devotees are increasing, and we need to get very, very serious. Prabhupada Kadamba Kanamaraj mentioned this and stated it very nicely. It was years ago, but Prabhupada gave us an extreme tapasya. Cooperate amongst yourselves to spread this movement. And cooperation is something that, you know, we probably should do a few seminars on, but many people think cooperate means you do what I tell you. You're my wife, you're my child, you're my student, right? You're my employee, cooperate with me. But that's not cooperate, that's one operator, co-pilot. You know, the pilot sometimes is sleeping, the co-pilot drives. Yeah, right? The co-pilot does a lot of stuff that, you know, to help the pilot. Otherwise, the pilot couldn't keep up with, you know, on these big flights, all the things that have to be done. And the pilot has to tell the pilot, you know. They work together, cooperate. So it's a very big task in international society. We have, I don't know if anybody here knows English, even I'm talking, I'm not very good at talking to live audiences. I'm mostly talking to a computer screen that's just full of Chinese names or something. Or those little silhouette pictures, you know, nothing, just a ghost. So you never know if anybody's there or not. And so, but I remember on the Braj Mandala Parakram, you know, they said we have an English class every afternoon. So out of 1,500 or 2,000 or however many, 25 come, and two of them were native English speakers. The others understood English better than Hindi, so they come to that class. But so it's an international society, you have to cooperate, all kinds of different cultures, different ways of value systems and everything we've been raised in. Prabhupada, you know, introducing an entire culture, not just some, you know, a few books or verses, but a culture of loving exchanges, you know, starts with at home. So they would love everybody, love the devotees, and then love Krishna, and then try to act in a way that's pleasing to the spiritual master. We can't always have that personal association, but we know what, you know, it's been handed down. So what to do? First place, get serious, study the books, practice what's in them. Study doesn't mean we just learn a few slokas or, you know, a few melodies to chant the holy name. It means a feeling, you know, chanting with devotion, everything out there, you know. Patram Pushpam Palam Toyome Bhakta Prayachati. Offered with devotion. Not exactly what we offer, how we formally do everything, you know, ring the bell just right. And in Bali, the Brahmins, they have, you know, they all ring the bell exactly the same way. It's like that shows you're really bona fide, you know. But it's not that. It's not how many mudras and, you know, mantras we know. The bhakti has to be there. Someone can have all the good qualities of a brahmana, but if he's not a devotee, we were hearing, I heard the other day, Kadambakana Maharaj, I think, speaking, and you know how when devotees first came to India, you know, they were all Americans. Americans are like especially gross, you know, in their habits, and people were really shocked, you know. He drank the water and he touched the cup and then he touched the book. And then, see, but you give a cup where, when Prabhupada drank without touching it, he had this cups where it comes out nice, you know. But Prabhupada could do like this, you know. It was one of the things that really impressed, so many devotees mentioned that. I remember the first time I saw that, you know. Wow, how can you do that? And then if you saw him eating it, same thing, he never touched his finger, he just threw it in, you know. But we can't do that, you know. We can try, we can practice, but Prabhupada said they're chanting the holy name, they're dedicating their life to Krishna, that's more important. Gradually devotees have learned and people are recognizing that these are real Vaishnavas. So we need to practice that good behavior. We have so much examples, but this, you know, multicultural devotees from all over the world. Like when we go on the Parikrama, especially in Mayapur, the so-called international one, which is about 70% Indian, you know, in heritage, but in so many different languages. So you can never get an instruction through to everybody, like what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But somehow or other it goes on. We go on the Russian Parikrama, yeah, everybody's lined up and everybody moves, because they all speak Russian, and they can give an announcement and everybody knows what they said. So we have a big challenge, but we have the Maha Mantra, that's for everybody, that's not Hindu, it's not any religion, it's Krishna, it's Golokara Premadana. So this is our binding force. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's mercy, translated in so many languages, Bhagavad Gita. But the Maha Mantra, everything is stressed. The last verse of the Bhagavatam is about the Sankirtan, about chanting the holy name. And from the very beginning, you know, the holy name, the Bible, in the beginning there was a name, and the name was God. The name, it doesn't say that the name was Krishna, but we know that Krishna's original. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the Maha Mantra, the topmost mantra, that's Sarva Mantra Sar, that all mantras are in one mantra. Because there's so many people out, why don't you chant this mantra, that mantra? Yeah. But most people, like someone asked me in New York, you don't know any other. I said, you know what, we know many, but this is the best one. And he said, okay, that's all right. So people, you know, they're looking for Krishna. We find that more and more now, especially the Kali Yuga is so obvious, so bad, that even more and more people can recognize something's wrong. There must be that all these material solutions are not working. Now we have electric car, right? No problem now. Electric car. How do you produce electricity? You have to produce electricity. Already we get losing power anyway, so when you start charging all the cars, what's going to happen? Then you have to have atomic reactors or coal-fired, oil-fired, you know, generators. We could just burn cow dung, but they don't do that. They just to pour it down the drain in the Western countries. They don't use it. Then the same guy that's, you know, saving the world with electric cars, his theory is we'll colonize Mars. We'll go to Mars and somehow or other create an atmosphere there. Of course, it might take a few million years, but why not try to fix up the Earth? Educate the people. You know, we can't even educate people not to throw their garbage all over the side of the road in the holy places. We were up in Varshana last night, and I looked over the side of the hill, and there's only plastic. You know, you walk along Govardhan, and you look through the fence. It's all garbage. You know, garbage mines. They just... Or I think some of the people think that they're providing employment for the sweepers, you know, doing a pious activity by throwing all their trash around, because then the city might hire someone to pick it up. So we have to work on purifying the minds. No matter how much we pick up the trash, they should throw it again. And how much we chant, if we don't chant all the time, the garbage is coming in from all sides. Sound vibration, advertising signs everywhere for so many things. So chant the holy name. How to control the mind, Prabhupada said, is to think how to spread the holy name. When I first went to Japan, one of the Japanese, because they're conditioned by Buddhism, or not even Buddhism really, but they think it's Buddhism, he said, yeah, we're supposed to stop thinking. And that's not the Bhagavad Gita. Stop thinking about, you know, start thinking about Krishna. Because we're all thinking constantly, and you can search and find how many thoughts you have every day, and most of it's the same ones repeated over and over again. So just start repeating the holy name over and over again. Just pray for everybody. And then everyone who meet, tell them about Krishna. Give them the Bhagavad Gita. Purify the minds, because if the minds are purified, then we're going to act, you know, in better ways. If the mind directs the subtle moves the gross. So we have to spread the holy name and every possible means of media and to purify the atmosphere. The ether is so polluted. You know, everywhere there's zapping these Wi-Fi signals and Bluetooth signals and television and radio, and most of it is total nonsense, toxic waste. So we want to utilize all these things. Krishna has given, you know, he's somehow given intelligence to people to make all this stuff, right? So now it doesn't... When Prabhupada was here in Vrindavan, to call America, you had to go to Delhi, I think, and then book a call and maybe wait a couple of days before you could get the call through. Things have changed. Now it doesn't cost any, and it was very expensive. Now it's... Even we didn't use telephones in America from state, even from one city to the next is very expensive, you know, and it's $1 a minute or something. But now you can just call anywhere you want, talk all day. You already have it anyway. So We can also, you know, put up pictures of Krishna. We can put up the kirtans. We can preach. And some devotees have millions of followers in their Bhagavad Gita classes or their kirtans, especially some Madhijis. It's working. But it's still a drop in the bucket, you know. And wonderful things are happening. There's youth festival is in Govardhan. I didn't go, but I saw the boys all over the place. Everyone is dressed in dhoti kurta. They gave everybody dhoti kurta. It came 5,000 boys, students. They're all walking around in Govardhan, and you know, all really nice. So that's wonderful, but 5,000 out of 1.5 billion. It's not, but it's bigger than the numbers because it's Krishna, and Krishna is very big. A little bit of Krishna can counteract so much of Maya. So please, you know, help us pray for everybody. And I want to thank everybody for attending the class. Prabhupada, just end with two stories. One was, he would come to L.A. I happened to live there, and he would stay a long time. He liked the weather in the winter. And he also, it was his world headquarters, and he had really good facility. And it was easy for other devotees to come and meet him. But when he first came, of course, you couldn't get in the temple room. There were devotees. Gradually, it was just the same devotees who always come to class, even when he's not there. So one morning he said, "You think you don't have love for Krishna, but you're coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day. And there's nothing new," he said. I say the same thing every day. Surrender to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, you know, serve Krishna. He said, "I never have anything new to say, but you're coming. That means you have love for Krishna." So thank you for coming. It's very glorious that anybody would come to class, because I especially have nothing new to say. You know, I know a lot of devotees, they're researching a lot and have a lot of new stuff, and I don't know, I just have the same old Prabhupada purports and Prabhupada lectures. But another time, he was leaving, and Prabhupada liked to be very early to go to the airport. And it was morning, and Karandar went and said, "Prabhupada, you know, we have to go." And Prabhupada said, "No, I have to go for class." So he came down, and he just said, "I'm leaving for Hawaii, and I'll be back in a few days." And he said, "I just want to tell everybody, come to the Srimad Bhagavatam class every day." Then he said, "Who's giving class?" And he said, "Karandar." He said, "Okay, very good." And he left. That was the last instruction of that particular event. But that's a solid instruction for everybody. Navina Nira just toured America. In many temples, they don't have a morning class anymore. They say, "Oh, they just go on the internet, you know." And nobody lives in the temple anyway. And it's not easy to get to the temple if you live an hour away and then go to work. Yeah, most of the devotees have to go to work at 7 in the morning. So, but they can hear all day long. But here, of course, is different. But as much as possible, attend a class, whether it's online or you can go in. But person to person is very nice, you know. Social distance, social getting together. Social distancing, I called it. Anti-social distancing, you know. Don't touch anybody, don't look at anybody, don't sing, don't do anything. No, that's an anti-social. We want to get together and chant the holy name and serve Krishna in that way. So thank you very much. So many things going on you could be doing instead of coming to class. If you're disappointed with the class, you have to talk to Dharmatma Prabhu. It's his fault. The same old song, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And we're in Vrindavan, that is not, just to be physically in Vrindavan is not the goal. The goal is to be absorbed in service, chanting in service attitude, serving devotees, shopping with a service, whatever we're doing, for Krishna's pleasure, for the pleasure of the spiritual master. Everything, both material and spiritual, depends on the mentality of the performer. Service attitude, your mood, you know, attitude is everything. In an airplane, they have an attitude meter that tells you if you're going up or going down, or if you're going this way or going that way. So you have to watch that, you know, because you can be going down and not, you can't perceive it. So they have to have that meter. So we have to be careful. Stay in the association of devotees. Stay in the, you know, wherever you can go to be absorbed in Krishna. Okay, so if you have any comments, I request questions. Try. We have a lot of sannyasis here. Oh, we got the great bunch of Goda.
So Maharaj, if I don't want to come to class, but I still come to class because it's Prabhupada's order to come to class, do I still get benefit? Is it, you said it's a mentality that really counts. So if we're saying, well, why are you not in class? Okay, I'll come and sit in class. You may not really like it. But because it was the order of the Guru, is that mercy coming from Prabhupada still?
Yeah, that means you're following the order of the spiritual master. So that's the best mentality, right? Because, you know, there's many things that, you know, sometimes we see devotees, and well, I chant now when I want, when I feel like it, right? I'll go to class when I feel like it, you know. I have to see who's giving class before I decide, you know. But it's the order of Srila Prabhupada, chanting 16 rounds, we take a vow, but so it's, you know, when we follow the order, even though we don't like it, one should accept things which are favorable and reject things which are unfavorable. So it's an interesting question. So even if we come, but okay, Prabhupada said to do this, but then if we're thinking, oh God, why did Prabhupada say I have to go to this class? I don't like it, you know, then it might not be very good. But if you go anyway, just like, you know, we don't always feel like chanting japa, but if we start after a little while, start to feel like it. Kirtan, same thing, you know, parikrama, might not feel like it. Prasadam, usually we feel like it, except I don't ever feel like it, but most, you know. But if you eat too much, you're in trouble. All right, anyone else?
What is the best or most effective way to have taste for hearing and chanting and preaching and to increase the taste for hearing and chanting and preaching?
You should ask somebody who has it. I was just reading it, chapter 9, verse 3 the other day, yesterday actually. You know that verse, right? Bhagavad Gita. Who knows it? Prantapa Prapyamam Nivarta. Yeah. Very good. Those who do not have faith in this, they will not attain me, and they will return again. So the purport is all about the importance of faith, but Prabhupada said, faith is created by association with devotees. Faith in, so we have to look for devotees who, you know, have faith, and associate with them by serving them or just being with them. And then it rubs off. Association is like a touchstone. If we associate with fault finders, then we'll be fault finders. If we associate with enthusiastic kirtaniers, if you just go out with Mahavishnu Swami or something, you know, you'll understand, right? I keep thinking I'm going to join him, and always something happens. I joined for a few days in America. It's like a whole, it's amazing. And everywhere he goes, everybody wants to come because it's the Harinam Ruchi of the taste. And, but many devotees have taste for, you know, whatever service it is, associate, that's why we have all these seminars about this and that and classes about cooking or whatever. And we associate with people who really have faith in it and know how to do it, and we'll learn. Association, sadhu sangha, sarvas shastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarvas siddhi hoi. Even a 1/11th of a second, that's quite a short time, but that's all I know. I don't, how to, you know, just do it. just do it, you know. All right? Anyone else have an idea about that? Some of you powerful preachers want to say how to? Just do it. Get out and do it. Okay, so that's, I think, the seed will self-destruct now if we go over time. I think that's what it says in London. If you don't end the class by this time, the seat will fall through the floor or something. Okay. Thank you very much. Dhanyavad, spasiba, arigato, danka, merci beaucoup, gracias, grazie.
Srila Prabhupada ke.
Trima kasi. Hare Hare Bol.